Hi there, Pam Foster here, Learning Chief at AWAI, and I have a question for you. If you're looking for a way to truly be a rainmaker for clients, a highly valued person who keeps bringing them more and more leads that they can then turn into sales, you want to watch this episode of Inside AWAI. I talked with Rachel Kraft, who is an expert at lead gen copywriting, which is something you can offer that you will earn maybe $2,500 or more month after month, helping clients attract more and more potential buyers for their products and services. Check it out. Hey there, welcome to another exciting episode of Inside AWAI. Today, we're going to be talking about making a great living as a lead gen copywriter. And if you're going, what the heck is lead gen? And how can I make money with that? We're going to talk all about that today. We have our special guest, Rachel Kraft. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, everybody. Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Happy to have you. Now, Rachel, before we jump in, can you tell us a little bit about you and your background as a copywriter?
Sure. So I actually got started with AWAI back in 2012. And that's when I started my whole freelancing journey. And my career has taken a lot of different shapes over the last 13 years. But I landed on lead gen copywriting because it really combines a lot of the things that I love most about this whole industry and the type of work that I can do and the type of clients I get to work with. So it's been a lot of fun. You might've seen me in Barefoot Writer. I'm over there helping out with that program and with some of the other programs throughout AWAI, but I'm thrilled to be here talking about lead gen.
Awesome. And Rachel is like one of our featured people on our homepage too. So you may recognize her from that. Every time you go to awai.com, ta-da, there's Rachel. And we're so happy to have you here today. So here are the goals between the two of us, mostly Rachel, because she's the expert and I'm tagging along. We're going to talk about what actually lead gen copywriting is. And some of it is stuff you already know. You just didn't think of it in this nomenclature and sequence that we're going to talk about today. Why is lead gen a critical service for clients? We'll cover that. How it all works in the marketing cycle, how companies have to have lead gen to feed the machine, the ongoing sales machine, the writing projects and what you can earn related to lead gen, and how your role elevates to something they might call a rainmaker. You're bringing in prospects, and that equals money. So it's big. It's a constant need for clients. And then finally, we have a tip on how to use lead gen for your own copywriting business. So there, we have a lot of slides to cover. We have a lot of information to cover, but I'm really excited about it because I think this is something fresh that you may not have heard of before if you're sort of new to copywriting. So with that, we're going to jump on in. Rachel, I'll do a couple of official definitions, but then if you want to chime in with your own personal definition, we'd love that too.
Sure.
So I went online and just said, definition of lead gen. First of all, it all starts with a lead, and that is a sales prospect for a company. It's a person or a business who may eventually become a client. So it could be an individual, it could be somebody working in a company, so B2B. It could even be someone that a nonprofit is looking for to donate to a cause. There are a lot of different versions of leads, but they all are basically prospects. Once somebody comes in as a potential buyer, there's a whole marketing machine that leads them along, literally a lead, to convert to a buyer, a customer. So leads are critical. And you have a wonderful way of explaining it, Rachel, with a metaphor of a recipe. So have at it.
Sure. So when I was growing up, my grandmother would help us make funnel cake. And we had this long funnel with handle and then, you know, a typical funnel at the end. We would pour the batter in and the thin stream of batter would go into the pan and fry it up. And then we'd put it with the, you know, powdered sugar and enjoy it. So that funnel that you think of that you find in your kitchen is a great way to think of how lead gen works. So you have the wide end of the funnel, and that's going to represent all of the prospects that you might have for your product or your service for a certain company. So every single person that might be interested in that represents the wide end of the funnel. And as you go through the funnel, there's different stages that we're going to talk about today. And each one is going to make that tip narrower and narrower. So we're going to actually narrow down from all of those people, the people who are actually going to be most interested and who are going to be the people who actually buy. Because not everybody who raises their hand and says, hey, I'm interested in that product or service, not everybody is actually going to follow through to the point where they become a paying customer. You have to narrow down and you're going to lose people along the way. So when we talk about, you know, you need the batter. It says, in other words, you need the batter to pour into your marketing funnel. The batter, those are the people. Those are all the people that you want to attract to your product or service. And that's what a lead gen copywriter does, basically, is they're getting the message out. They're attracting those people. They're bringing them into the funnel so that process of narrowing down to the actual buyers can start to begin. So when you have lead gen copy, it ends up being very short pieces of copy that can attract your leads who might be interested. We're going to talk about four different pieces of copy today. And each one is taking that relationship with the prospect one step further so they can decide if they want to become a paying customer.
Awesome. Okay. And that's a really lovely analogy. I can picture what you mean, but we're going to get concrete now with it. So basically, we did some research on how many prospects actually turn into paying customers, typically. And I'm sorry, I don't have the source of this stat, but basically in general, if you look up how many leads turn into sales, 10 to 15%. So a lot of continual work needs to happen to bring in potential customers and then convert them to buyers. So it's a small percentage, only 10 to 15%. So let's say you have 100 people who are interested, only 10 of them actually buy. So if you're working for a big B2B company selling something that's $2 million, like a big corporate fleet of cars or software transition for security or something like that. This example here, like if they know they need to make 10 big sales a year to hit their annual targets, they need 180 leads. That's just a real simple example, but there are many others that have much bigger numbers, right, Rachel?
Yeah, because honestly, 10 sales a year for most companies isn't going to be enough. Right. So we're talking 100 sales, 1,000 sales, 10,000 sales, that number of leads is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So it becomes a really, really important job for the company to have someone who can help attract those buyers.
Yeah. And it never ends for a copywriter because a company doesn't say, okay, I have all the leads I need. I'm all done now. Yeah. Like, no, it keeps going and going like the Energizer Bunny. So we wanted to explain how this works in the marketing cycle. We talk a lot here at AWAI about different stages for prospects and client customers, buying customers. This is courtesy of Russ Henneberry, so, who you've heard a lot about. But the general marketing funnel is that prospects will come in through something they found online that's just making them aware that there's a company out there with a solution. So at AWAI, we do that. We post content all the time and free reports and other things like inside AWAI that somebody searching how to become a copywriter, how to make a living as a writer, all those things, if they didn't know we existed, we'll suddenly find our content. And that's the very first step, building awareness. And then they might subscribe, that's the second step, to our Barefoot Writer resource or the Writer's Life with AWAI or something else, where then that turns them into an actual lead because now we can follow up with them. And so the rest is then they become a buying customer and we have a retention stage as well. That's not part of lead gen. So we're only going to focus on the first two parts, that awareness and getting them to sign up for something. And then the sales part takes over to lead them down to a purchase and then retaining their great customers. So we're going to show you some examples and Rachel is very familiar with this one. So it might start with an ad. So if somebody was going on Google saying how to get paid to write, or gosh, I want to make money as a writer, please, oh, please, they might find this ad in their search. And it's real small here, but I'll just read it out loud. So let's say somebody put in to Google, get paid to write. Here's an example of an ad that's totally relevant to that search. The Barefoot Writer, get paid to write. Join our community of 250,000 aspiring writers to get expert training, resources, and support. Here's the lead part. Download our free guide to discover the 9 opportunities for freelance writers. So the lead magnet, we call it, which will get them to click through, is that offer of a free report. Where does that go next? We have a landing page, which I'm clicking to. Hello, wakey, wakey. There we go. All right. Now, this landing page has a lovely video from Rebecca Matter, AWAI's president, where you can get that 9 ways report, but you do have to give us your name and email address. So that then you're signing up to, you're agreeing to receive communications from us so that you can get this bodacious report that you actually would love to have. So it's not like we're strong arming you into anything, but this is a very classic practice, giving something for free that will be of major value to the prospect and in exchange for their information. So we can then follow up. So far, that's 2 pieces of copy. And then the next thing is when they get the report, sorry, my thing's a little slow. They sign up and they get a thank you page, which says, whoops, I'm sorry. Yeah, my slide deck is acting goofy today. There we go. So this is the thank you page saying, congratulations, you're on your way. You're gonna download your report, but also check out this offer to join a club, a free club where you can get a newsletter. And she talks about that, and that's the Barefoot Writer. And then finally, the other fulfillment piece, still lead gen, is an email that welcomes them, fulfills the promise of downloading your report, and tells you a little bit about the sponsor of the report, the provider of the report, which in this case is Barefoot Writer Magazine. And we're trying to get people to take the next step and subscribe. That's a real basic model of 4 pieces of copy that all had to be written in a compelling way, a unique, customer-focused, compelling way to get that cycle going. So now I'm going to have Rachel talk about these specific 4 projects I just showed you. All right. Come on, slidey, slidey changer. There we go. A little frozen today. Weird. It must be the weather.
No worries.
All right. Okay. Take it away, right. Rachel.
So we've talked about 4 different types of projects. I'm sorry, I'm getting. Okay. I'm going to just power through it. Okay, so we have 4 different types of copy here. So we have ads, landing pages, we have the lead magnet, and then we have the actual emails. And I like to think of all of this almost as like a first date experience. Let's imagine that you go onto a dating app or something and you put your profile up there and you're saying nice things about yourself. It's kind of like your ad. Then you make initial contact with them and you start talking with someone. That's like your landing page. Then you show up with flowers and you go on your first date. That's your lead magnet. And then you continue the relationship and you call and you talk and you build that relationship. Those are your emails. So the whole idea here is you want to build a relationship with your prospect. People will buy products and services when they know, like, and trust a company. So that's why lead gen is so important, because it helps you develop that relationship with your prospect so that they can begin to get to know you as a company, you know, or your client as a company. And they can see that trust and they can start learning from them and they can start to see them as the solution to their problems that they're going to want to make a purchase. So when we're talking about lead gen, we'll often talk about funnels at the same time because they really go hand in hand. Oftentimes when you're working as a lead gen copywriter, you're thinking in terms of the entire funnel and how all of the pieces fit together. But it goes even further than that, because there's additional opportunities beyond these four products that you're seeing here. So Pam, if you want to flip over to the next slide, please, we can look at those additional opportunities. So once you've finished the initial four projects for a lead gen funnel, then oftentimes that can lead into other projects like video scripts, direct mail, e-newsletter ads, and social media content. So, you know, for my lead gen career, that's really what I've done is I make initial contact with a client. I start working with them through lead gen projects, and then they trust me and we start working on all of these other types of projects together. So it's really almost like a gateway into building a relationship with your client in a lot of ways, because you have this valuable service to offer. And then, oh yeah, by the way, you can do all of these other things too. So why not keep working with them? So let's dive into, we have some more specifics on each of these different sections that we're going to go to. But first, let's take a look at kind of what the money is involved with lead gen copywriting. So the price for these, each of these pieces, each of them has an individual price, which we'll see on the next slide. But then you also think about it in terms of the entire funnel. When you're working with a client, oftentimes they won't just say, I need an ad. They'll say, I need three ads. I need a landing page. I need a thank you page. I need a lead magnet. And I need six emails for a welcome series. So that's a lot of different things all at once. So typically an ad will be between $75 and $1,000. And like I said, you're often going to be giving them more than one ad. It's not just one ad that you're delivering. The landing page, $500 to $1,500. And Pam mentioned a thank you page. That's just the page that's saying, hey, thanks for signing up. We got your information. We can't wait to get to know you. Here's some more opportunities within our company or regarding our product. So sometimes that landing page could actually be landing page plus welcome page plus upsell page. You know, there's multiple pages that could be in that initial lead gen funnel. So sometimes, you know, you might be multiplying that by a number as well. Then there's the actual lead magnet, and a lead magnet, we're going to talk about what that is, but you can earn between $2,000 and $7,000 for a well-done, detailed, useful, valuable lead magnet. And then those emails, once again, you're often going to be working in terms of the series. There's not just going to be one follow-up email to welcome them to the subscription. There's going to be four or six, or that's going to lead into a whole nurture series. So there's multiple emails that you would get paid for in either a series or, you know, ongoing work with that client. So if you look at how all of this adds up on the next slide, so let's just say, for instance, that we had three ads. Pam, if you could go ahead and switch to the next slide, please. So let's just say, thank you.
Just to let you know, I'm freezing on this end. I don't know why. So the slide advance is a little delayed. After I click it, it goes, maybe I'll do that.
No. I apologize. No worries. So if you think about how all of this adds up as a lead gen copywriter, you're doing that whole lead gen funnel for them. If you do three ads, you're earning $500 or more. Let's say you're just doing the one landing page. There's no other pages associated with the funnel. So that's $1,000. Let's say we take a middle of the road price for the lead magnet, so $500. And then you do an email series of maybe, I don't know, five to seven emails. That would be $3,500. So all of that adds up to $10,000, which is essentially one big project for that client. You've done multiple pieces that all work together to help bring new leads in, to help get to know those leads, to build that relationship, and then also to narrow down to the people who are going to be most interested in actually becoming paying customers. So you've done something extremely valuable for your prospects. And like Pam said, you're not just going to do one of these. A company is always going to need new leads. So they might run another campaign a few months later, or they might update an old campaign because they think it can be improved. Or they might develop more on the back end to have like a nurture sequence to keep those leads really engaged with the content. So the idea here is that this is a gateway opportunity to first find the leads for a client and then really become their best friend because you've been their rainmaker. You've found all these leads that are going to want to be buyers for their company. So what I love to do is I love to build a retainer relationship with my clients so I can offer additional lead gen funnels and then other pieces of copy, like I mentioned, like additional emails, additional video scripts, additional web pages or content for their site. So if we were to imagine having four retainers, and a retainer just is a promise from the client that they're going to keep giving you work month after month after month, and you have it in writing that they're going to pay you a set amount of money over and over and over again. It's a wonderful thing. I love retainers. So let's just say that you have a retainer with a client for $2,500 and you have four of those clients, that's $10,000 a month, which for over 12 months becomes $120,000 a year. So this opportunity is a way for you to reach that six-figure threshold, which is always really exciting when you start to see how the numbers all add together. All right, Pam, shall we keep going or do you have anything that you wanna add to the conversation?
Please keep going. I'm having a psychedelic moment over here in the web.
Okay, no worries. I'll keep going. So let's talk a little bit about the actual work that goes into being a lead gen copywriter. So far we've talked about what lead gen is. We've said why it's so important for clients to have this. And then we've talked about what the opportunity for payment or revenue is as a lead gen copywriter. But now let's talk about the nitty gritty. Like, what is lead gen copywriting? Like, how do you actually do it? So we're going to go through four steps here. So step one is going to be to grab their attention. So we're going to get that slide up here in a second. So if we grab their attention, we're really doing that oftentimes with something like a Facebook or a Google ad. Okay, so Pam mentioned earlier, you know, that awareness. You need to build awareness with the prospect. Sometimes clients will use content marketing where they'll just post blogs and post content online. They'll post on social media. All of that is content. That's not paid. Okay, so you're not, the client is often not paying to post that content. But then there's a paid option where they're paying to post a Facebook or a Google ad. So they're paying Facebook or they're paying Google to post an ad and have that ad show up at the very top of the search results. So these ads are very short. They're easy to write. They're often less than 100 words. They are very snappy. On the previous slide was an example of a Facebook ad that was actually from Healthy Back Institute. And here what you're seeing is an example of a Google ad. So anytime you do a Google search, you're going to get a search results page, a search engine results page. It's abbreviated SERP, S-E-R-P. And at the very top of the search results page, sometimes you might not even notice that this is happening, but if you'll look at the top two or top three options here that are bracketed in red, they all have the word ad before them. That just means that those companies actually paid to have their results show up at the very top of the search results. Okay, so those are Google ads. And then below that, if you see in the green, organic results. Organic just means that those companies did not pay. The only reason that they're showing up so high on the search results page, like so close to the very top of the page, is because they have really excellent content. They have keywords. They have a lot of links pointing to them. They have a lot of trust built up. You know, it's a website that's been up for a long time and has been trusted by users. But you can get past that and have your results even higher up in the red bracket if you pay to have your results show up higher. So that's a Google ad. Okay, so once we have grabbed their attention, you've kind of waved your arms in the air and you've said to the prospects out there, hey, look at me, I've got something to say. You should pay attention because I can solve some sort of problem that you have in your life. I can, you know, fill some sort of need that can fulfill some sort of desire that you've had. I can be that solution that you've been looking for. Okay, so once you've gotten that attention, the next thing that you want to do is keep their interest going. So when you keep their interest going, really what you're doing is you're bringing them to a tightly focused landing page that delivers on whatever promise the ad was saying. So if the ad said, click here to learn 10 keto weight loss tips, then the landing page needs to have more information about 10 keto weight loss tips. It has to be related, it has to be the same type of message. You can't promise with your ad, click here for the 10 keto weight loss tips. And then the landing page just says like, I don't know, here's a recipe with salmon. Like there's no link there. So you need to have a link. You need to have a content that matches what was on that ad. And the other important thing that has to be on a landing page is a form. So if you look here on this example, this is a landing page from Neil Patel. And if you notice in the left side of that screen there, there's a little website URL, analyze website. That's their way of capturing people's websites and getting people to actually put their information in, and they can provide their service and they can start to build that relationship and capture that information from the prospect. This one has a website URL. Most of the forms that you're going to see are going to have an email and a name. That's a more typical form that you would see on a landing page. Okay, so the last thing that we want to say for a landing page is it needs to tempt the reader to keep going. Oftentimes when we talk about copy, we always say that each line of copy, what's the purpose of that line of copy? Well, it's to get the reader to read the next thing. If the first line of copy wasn't good enough to get them to read the second line, then it didn't do its job. Well, the same thing goes with the marketing of the lead gen funnel. Each piece of the funnel, the job is to keep that reader going on the journey through the funnel so that they stay interested, they stay engaged, they stay excited, and they want to continue learning. So the landing page is going to tempt the reader to keep going, to put their information into that form so they can get whatever thing is promised to them. Okay, whatever bait is being dangled in front of them. All right, so let's keep going on to step three. So tempt with a valuable solution. Now, I got to be honest, this is really where my heart is because this is how I came into lead gen copywriting. I actually started my freelance career doing graphic design as well as copywriting. And I realized that I really, really loved writing and designing lead magnets. Okay, what's a lead magnet? So we've been talking about leads. These are the people who are going to be attracted into our funnel so that we can sell to them. And a magnet is, you know what a magnet is, right? It attracts things, it attracts metals. So a lead magnet is going to attract these leads with something interesting and valuable that they're going to use to solve some sort of problem or fulfill some sort of desire that they have in their life. So it helps a prospect to learn to like and trust your client, helps them with a very real problem that they're experiencing. And I just want to kind of underline a very real problem because we talk about lead magnets as bait. We've also heard them called ethical bribes, but I think it's very important that it's a very real solution that you're offering. You're not just giving them fluff. You're not just giving them a cover that's pretty with a great headline. The content inside that lead magnet needs to actually be valuable. So here what you're seeing is the ultimate product pricing guide. This is from Melissa Murgatroyd, and she offers this as a lead magnet. And all you have to do to get her lead magnet is put in your first name and email and click the button, send to me. And that lead magnet is then going to be delivered to you in some way or another. Usually it's a PDF download that would either appear in your email inbox, or sometimes it will just be right on the screen. It'll just be the next window will have a download button. But either way, it's offering real value that's going to build trust because again, we're talking about a relationship, right? We want our prospect to trust us. We want to build that relationship so they get to know us, they get to trust us. And ultimately when the time comes, they feel comfortable buying a product or a service. Okay, so we talked about a lead magnet attracts a lead with a valuable piece of information, just underlining that point again. All right, step four. Okay, if we're using our dating analogy, this is the step where you've been on your first date, you know, you've received that lead magnet, you've gotten a feel for what the company's like, but now it's time to keep that relationship going. So that's flowers the next day. That's a nice note written on your deliver, you know, a card or something that you send to somebody. It's something that's that keeps the relationship going. So in the case of a lead gen funnel, oftentimes this nice note or flowers the next day is going to be an email welcome series. So the idea here is to follow up, continue that relationship, send welcome emails to further introduce yourself and offer even more value. So this is when the company gets in touch with the prospect and says, hey, I'm so glad that you signed up. I want to tell you a little bit about our company values. Or, hey, here are some frequently asked questions that people often ask about our product or service. You should come check this out and learn about us. Or here's a story about one of our customers that I think is really going to be helpful for you as you get to know our company and as you make the decision whether or not you want to buy from us. So these welcome emails, they're typically short, 300 to 500 words. These aren't those long sales emails that sometimes you get from companies. The welcome series is just supposed to be something that is just going to get to know the customer, so the customer can get a feel for what the company is all about, and the company can gently start making more suggestions about, hey, maybe you should check out this product, or maybe you should check out this service or this club or this thing that you could sign up for. So it's not a hard buy this type of email. Okay, so let's take a look at a few more examples. So on the next slide, we've seen the Barefoot Writer campaign that Pam went over. So you saw all of the different parts. Just to review those, so the upper left-hand corner, that's your Google ad. And again, this was an ad that AWAI paid for to show up at the top of the search results. And you know it's an ad in this instance because you can see that little sponsored line of text. So anytime you see something that says sponsored, or if you see ad, the word ad written out, that's a clue to you that that's a paid ad that somebody is paid to have posted. Then below that, we have the landing page. Again, this is a short page with copy that is going to keep that interest going. It's going to keep delivering on that promise. It always is going to include a form to capture the information. And then in the third one, that's going to be a thank you page. What you're not seeing here is the lead magnet. So the lead magnet, while the viewer is viewing that thank you page and seeing the lovely message from Rebecca, the lead magnet is making its way through the interwebs right into their inbox in the form of an email. And then if you look in the lower right-hand corner, we have a welcome email. This is the first message that the prospect is going to get in their inbox. In this case, it has a link so they can download that lead magnet and they can see what it all is about, the 9 ways to make a living as a writer. So we have some more examples. Let's look at the next slide. So this is one of my clients. I didn't do this lead gen funnel for them, but if you look, this is Healthy Back Institute, and they have a product called Heal and Soothe. And on the left side, you're seeing a Facebook ad, which is showing a customer who's talking about their experience with this product. And I'll just read it real quick. It says, Nora had shoulder pain for 34 years and Morton's neuroma in her feet that makes walking difficult. She tried Heal and Soothe for a month and said, this has done me wonders. Okay, so the prospect is getting a chance to see Nora, get to watch, that's actually a video. So they would see Nora speaking, they would read the ad, and then they see a little link that says, try a free bottle, click here. Next, in the middle, you're seeing a landing page. And in this case, for this lead gen funnel, the landing page, it kind of skipped, it's a little bit different in that the lead magnet is a product. they're not giving a report, they're giving a product. They're saying, here, click here, and we'll go ahead and send you a bottle right away. And then the last page is where you actually put your information in and you get your free bottle of the product to try. Okay, so that one's a little different than the Barefoot Writer campaign that we showed you, but lead gen funnels come in a lot of different shapes and sizes. So there's a little more complexity than just the standard structure. But so let's look at one more just so we can see how this all works. Okay, so I was talking about keto before because I was thinking about this particular sample that I had pulled for you guys. If you look on the far left side, again, we have a Facebook ad, and this is from a company. Golly, I forget the actual name of the company. Go to keto. Okay. Well, anyway, so it's a company that specializes in health, especially using the keto diet. So it starts with a Facebook ad on the left side. When you click on that Facebook ad link, you're taken to the landing page, which is the middle section where it says, Welcome to Keto 101. Then it says, click here for your free guide. When you click on that green button, the 7 things I wish I knew before starting keto pops up. That's just a pop-up window on their website. And that's the form. That's the form we're talking about on the landing page. So you enter in your name, you enter in your best email, and you can see a really beautiful 3D image of the lead magnet that you're going to be receiving, the book that's shown right there. So as a viewer, we're looking at this and we're thinking, gosh, I kind of like the idea of doing keto. I think maybe that would be a healthy option for me. And gosh, that looks like a really fantastic book. I mean, it's got this beautiful cover. It looks like an actual book that I could read that has a lot of value. So that's going to entice the person to put in their information, click the green button that says download your free guide. And then literally within like 3 minutes, you get an email into your inbox. So if you see on the right side, it says, hi, Rachel, because I went up and signed up for this. It says, so you're finally ready to try the ketogenic diet? Hey, that is awesome. You are definitely in the right place. And if you're still not sure exactly what the keto diet is, don't worry about it. The 7 things I wish I knew before starting keto guide you just requested will get you off to a fast start. And then if you look a little farther down, you see a blue link where you can click the link and actually go get the guide. Now, everything that you see on the screen is great. It's a wonderful example of how a lead gen funnel works. I'm going to tell you behind the scenes that this is also an example of an opportunity for lead gen copywriters, because everything you see here is great, but it doesn't actually work. When I went to the link that is on the right side in blue, and I registered, you know, I had to put my email in and get a little account for their system, and they promised me, you will get the guide when you sign up and you get into our little system. And I got into the little system, and guess what? The guide was nowhere to be found. So if this was a client that I was interested in writing for, the very first thing I would go to them and say is, hey, your lead gen funnel isn't working. Why isn't it working? Well, you're capturing the information. You're making a promise of delivering this guide. You're getting people to raise their hand and they're interested. But the moment they actually try to get that guide, they can't get it. And what does that do to a relationship? Trust goes out the window. Suddenly the person who's interested in buying this thinks, oh, well, where's my guide? You promised it. I don't see it. You must not be trustworthy. You know what? I'm never going to buy from you ever again. So oftentimes as a lead gen copywriter, you're not just writing all of the pieces and helping a client put them together, but you're also thinking almost strategically about what's the mindset of your prospect as they're going through these different steps. And are we delivering on the promise? Are we offering something that people actually want? And is the user experience going smoothly? Are we making it so that they don't have to jump through a million hoops to get the solution that we're offering? So all of that is going to, again, loop back to that relationship, help people get to know you, help them get to trust you, and build that strong relationship so they actually want to become buyers. All right. So moving on, we've talked about the different bits of copy. Hey, yeah, go ahead.
I'm back. I'm in another room trying to have a better signal. Gosh. We do have some questions about graphic design, and I just want to tell everybody that Rachel is unique in offering the graphics as well. And you don't have to do that if you're not a designer. As a writer, you're going to supply the lead gen copy, and then somebody else on the team will do the design, the production, the programming, the logistics, how that all unfolds as a machine. You really don't, all you need to do is supply the copy. I've never done graphic design or programming or any of that. And those fees that we showed you are for the copy only. So I don't want you guys to get bogged down in all those matters. I've seen a lot of questions about it. But really, if you do have questions for Rachel about her graphic design approaches and all that stuff, Rachel, what is a way that they can reach you for those specifics? Because that's a little bit off topic here.
Sure. So they are welcome to email me or check out my website. It's just craftedonline.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. If they'd like to connect with me, I'd be happy to have chats with there.
That would be great because we have a lot of interest in the graphic design, but today we're talking about your opportunity as a writer of the lead gen sequence. So I just wanted to make sure all those questions get answered at another time so we can keep on going with all the content here, which you're doing great while I dropped off the face of the earth. So
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so glad you brought that up because it's a really great point that yes, you could offer the graphic design, but you don't have to. Yes, you could offer the website design, but you don't have to. Yes, you could offer working with the ads more closely, but you don't have to. I had one copywriter that I worked with as a sort of coach, and she used to put it this way. She'd say, I never press buttons. All I do is write copy. But when it comes to pressing buttons and getting things to look pretty or work on the website, she's completely hands-off. And that's 100% perfectly fine. One of my clients right now I'm working with, and they have a graphic designer on staff for the company. And I could do the graphic design, but it makes a lot more sense for me to focus on the copy part of it and let them do the design because they already know the branding and everything that the company uses. So it's very common to work with a designer either through that company, somebody that's on staff, or you know, you can even like meet up with a graphic designer, you know, outside of company and team up if you want. But yes, absolutely. You're just writing the copy. We're really just talking about the writing here. Are there any other questions while we're paused?
We do have a couple, but we do have a lot to go through here, you guys. 9 ways to find clients. So I'll be really quick on these 2 questions here. Hi, sure. Barb. Barb is asking, how do you handle situations where the client's marketing something that doesn't have a good evidence basis? This can happen often with health-related products. I don't know if you get involved in that at all, or if you just say, I'm not working with clients that don't have everything nailed down. What do you say about that?
Yeah, well, I think, first off, I would make it very clear that I'm not a lawyer to the client. I would say, you know, make sure that you have this checked and make sure you have consult with your lawyer if you're worried about health claims, because the health market is really kind of finicky about that. You can't say certain things or else you get red flagged. So yeah, if you're working with a client where you're not sure if you trust what they're saying, then really that's not a good client for you. You should be working with clients where you feel very comfortable. You believe in what the message is, you believe in what the product is, and you know that they're doing their due diligence to not just do the research, but then also cite the research, cite, you know, what studies are being represented. So I would say, yeah, it definitely, especially in health, you should have that checked off.
Okay, I think we're good. I'm answering another question by typing in the answer, so go for it.
All right, okay. So 9 ways to find clients and become their rainmaker. So let's take a look at this. The very first one is just your local network. When you're just getting started, oftentimes you can find initial clients by just tapping into your friends, family, and colleagues, because everybody knows somebody. So your family member who works in whatever company knows a bunch of people that might know people that need your services. So just literally saying to everybody, hey, I'm doing this, is a great way to start making those connections. Any organizations that you belong to, clubs, or maybe your church, or different, if you belong to sports or intramural teams, things like that, get to know people and start putting your feelers out there. Local Chamber of Commerce is a great way, and meetup.com. So just tapping into that local network is a great place to make initial connections with clients. All right, moving on to LinkedIn, since we did mention LinkedIn. So this is kind of like Facebook for businesses or Instagram for businesses. Like the people who are serious about businesses and doing business hang out on LinkedIn. So really anybody who's on here who has a company and does any sort of marketing at all is a potential client. And really it just becomes a matter of you making connections and starting to build those relationships. So you can connect with business owners in whatever niche, whatever industry you want to work within lead gen. And then you need to start a relationship before you try to sell them on the idea. So don't just contact someone and say, hi, I'm a lead gen copywriter, got any work? The better way to do it is to make a connection to ask questions, to be genuinely interested in what they're doing with their business, and then to introduce what you do and offer your services and offer to have a chat if it makes sense. Build a website. So when you have a website, that's a great place for you to show your authority. So you're basically showing your authority in a given niche. So this is an example, dentalcopywriter.com. And this is a copywriter who is really great with anything dental related. And what he can do is he can put information on this website that shows that he knows what he's talking about. He's writing pieces of copy that are going to appeal to his potential clients and get them to come to his website, to read those articles, to learn about it, and then be like, oh, who wrote this? Oh, it's dental copywriter, whatever his name is. I should check up with this guy and see if maybe he could do some work with me. So, and I apologize because I didn't actually read. Oh, Eddie Stevens. Okay, so Eddie Stevens is dental copywriter.
Eddie is a fantastic AWAI member and mentor, and he has been, he worked in the dental industry before. So when he became a copywriter, it was like a no-brainer for him. So he offers services to dental practices, but also dental B2B companies who are trying to get business from those practices. So he's definitely involved in lead gen. And if you look up dental copywriting, he shows right up because he's really promoted himself in that niche, which is great. He's had a lot of success with that approach.
Yeah. And that's a great example. If you have a prior career that you're coming from, why not write directly in that niche? Because you already know that industry inside and out. So anybody who's looking for marketing materials or lead gen copy within the dental industry, there's no better person than Eddie Stevens to help you with this because he's been in that industry. So that's a great thing to think.
Yeah. And Rachel, we're getting a question. Do you work in specific niches or should we niche down? Those are two different questions. And first, do you work in a specific niche or niches?
So my focus niche is people who are thought leaders and professional speakers. Those are the types of people I love to work with. That said, I have clients in a lot of other industries. So I have some clients in the equine industry, the health and supplement industry, business development, so cybersecurity. So yes and no. I have been very successful in being more of a generalist, but when you do choose a niche, what it does is it helps you connect with better clients more quickly because those clients see you and they see that you're focused on their niche and they perceive you as being even better, which you are, because if you're focused on a niche, you tend to know that niche a little bit better.
Thank you. That's it for now. I'm answering another question and typing.
Okay. All right. So the next way that we're going to find clients as a lead gen copywriter is going to be warm or cold email prospecting. So this is when you research companies that you'd love to work with. You reach out with a series of emails to build a connection, and then you multiply that contact strategy. In other words, you do it again and again and again and again. And it's a numbers game. You have to reach out to a lot of people. You won't get responses from everybody. Sometimes you'll get responses that say yes, but not now. Sometimes you'll get responses that say absolutely right now. And sometimes you'll get, no, I'm not interested. That's fine. But I have found a lot of success with email prospecting and just reaching out in a friendly manner. Now, you don't want to be pushy. You don't want to bombard them. You don't want to just send one email and be done. You have to find kind of a happy medium. So there's a little bit of finesse with this. And Ed Gandia is a really great person to learn about how to do. He calls it warm email prospecting, I believe, but oftentimes it's called cold email. So, okay. So let's move on from that one. Okay. Next we have freelancer websites. And an example of that is Upwork. Now, honestly, this is how I got my very first client. It was not through Upwork. It used to be called Elance. So it was an older version of basically the same kind of site. And I remember my first client, I got $15 an hour to write copy. That's not a lot. You might think, well, that's not fantastic. Why were you excited about that? I got something more valuable than $15 an hour. I got experience working with clients, and I also got testimonials. And every testimonial and every project that I could add to my portfolio gave me more ammunition with the next client to charge more and more and more. So the amount that I was able to charge grew very quickly beyond just that $15 an hour. So if you start with something like Upwork, you're going to build a profile and start to take work through that program. And like it says here, the jobs tend to be lower paying, but you can earn testimonial samples and experience. So it's definitely still valuable. Okay, next, in-house jobs. So this is a more traditional job that you might be in right now. Maybe you work as an employee for a company and you're familiar with the whole idea of this. You have job applications, you go in for an interview, you either go into the office every day, or if you work remotely, you have to kind of check in with them. For some of us, having an in-house job is not something that we're interested in. We came to this lifestyle because we wanted to be freelance. We wanted to have more freedom to take projects when we wanted and then just, you know, hit the road and go to the beach when we wanted to and have more freedom. But that said, an in-house job does have some valuable things associated with it. You know, oftentimes there's things like benefits or, you know, a regular paycheck that you can depend on month after month. So for some writers, this is a great avenue to go into. Okay, next from here is job boards. So these are not jobs necessarily like we just talked about. A job could also just be a project, could just be a project that takes you maybe 3 to 6 weeks to complete, and then you're done with that project and you move on to the next project. So there's a lot of different ones. If you just do a Google search, you're going to find a whole list of job boards, but writerswanted.com is one that is especially good that you would probably like to check out. And LinkedIn is also a place where you can see these jobs or projects posted. And this is just going to be clients saying, hey, I need a copywriter who can write about this, or I need a lead gen campaign for this, or I need a lead magnet here. So just looking for those postings is a great way to find clients. All right, a spec assignment is going to be a way for you to test whether or not you're a good fit for a company. And AWAI has a boot camp that's coming in October. And this is a great place to have spec opportunities presented to you, either specs with AWAI directly or all of the different companies that are at boot camp represented there will oftentimes offer spec assignments. And the idea is you write the project, you submit it to them. If they like what they see, they're going to pay you for it. And you're thinking, wait, I have to do the work first and then I get paid. Really what it is you're doing the work, you're having someone who knows copy really well look it over. And if they pay you once, chances are they're going to have you do more projects. And those projects would be regular projects where you get a deposit and all that good stuff. So a spec is a great way to have that initial contact with a client and kind of get your foot in the door.
I just wanted to also say that a spec is not a full-blown copy sample. You don't have to do an entire 40-page sales letter, for example. They're just looking for really good ideas and whether or not you can write ideas. So it might be a headline or the first three paragraphs of something. And they're like, oh, wow, these are great ideas. This is sharp writing. I want to talk more with this person. So yeah. I just wanted to let you know, a spec isn't like you're giving them a finished product. It's more of I have these blog ideas. Here's a title and an opening paragraph. And if you like this, let's talk. And that's kind of how that happens sometimes.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, you don't always have to do the full thing. All right, let's go on to our last one. So marketing agencies. A marketing agency is a company that is going to find clients for you. So you become one of their writers and they connect with the clients and then they give the project to you. So you are never directly in contact with the client. Now, that can be a really great thing because it means you don't have to do all that admin, emailing back and forth, checking edits, you know, all of that. You don't have to deal with the client directly. You're just talking with the marketing agency. So the thing with this is you want to connect with the marketing agency, become one of their go-to writers, and the agency will just keep feeding you work. The faster you do it, the faster they'll feed you work. So it's a really great way to have ongoing work.
Yeah. And very quickly, I've done a lot of work with marketing agencies, B2B agencies, local marketing firms. They could be called ad agencies or digital marketing agencies, but they usually have a couple of staff writers maybe, but there's always more than they can handle. So if they have a team of go-to freelancers that they can pull in for client needs, they win by not having this overhead of a staff member, but they can still meet the client needs. You win because they already have the clients. So they they just kind of say, all right, I've got this new blog series for my client. Ta-da. Can you commit to this? And then you work together with the agency to make it happen. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes. It's a beautiful thing.
I love it.
All right. So we just covered 9 ways that you can find clients and work for them and write copy for them. But let's talk a moment about how you can write lead gen copy for yourself, because you can actually use the principles in lead gen copywriting for your own business to attract your clients to you. Okay, so the tables are turning here a little bit. So what you're seeing on the right, this is actually the last page of my lead magnet. My lead magnet is about lead magnets, which is a little meta, but that's okay. But basically what you're going to do is you're going to build your own lead magnet to entice potential clients to join your mailing list. And then you use that as a launch pad to build a relationship with them. So if you were to go to my website right now, you would see a little, a landing page. You would see a form where you could sign up. So you're gathering information of potential clients. Then I send them my lead magnet about lead magnets. And then I send them a welcome email and I continue that conversation. Now, if you go to my website and you're interested and you check this out, I'm just going to be honest that I have been lazy with my email send out. So you'll get the initial welcome emails, but you might not hear from me a lot after that, just because I've been busy. I have not been doing a good job of keeping up with my email list.
But, you know what? How many copywriters have slacked a little bit on their own websites because they're so busy with clients? That's not a bad problem, Rachel.
Not a bad problem at all.
No. So, you know, it's great to set up a great website, but then you might get so busy you don't have to keep it up, and that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so our last topic is how do you get started? So you have this opportunity, you have the pieces that you would need to learn in order to do it. And there's a couple different ways that you can get started as a lead gen copywriter. The first way is to just do free content on AWAI. There's just a treasure trove of information on awai.com. And just here's one example from Michelle Peterson, a lead gen landing page for your web writing business. So you can learn like that.
And when you go to our archives, all you need to do is search for lead gen, lead generation, any kind of phrase related to that. And we've got content there. You can also look online out there too for articles that are free that talk about how lead gen copywriting works. So if you're just starting on a shoestring or something and you just want to learn for free for now, we have that. I just wanted to mention.
Sure. Should I keep going, Pam? Do you want me to? Okay. So next, if you are interested in B2B, which is business to business, there is a lead gen course by Sean Slonwhite that you could check out. And there's a link right there. And this is a great self-study course, meaning you would go through the course on your own time and you would, you know, progress through it and work on the activities and everything on your own pace.
Just one correction. That's Steve Slonwhite. You guys know him as the B2B king around here. And he did create a self-study program that we have available at any time. But now, drum roll, if you guys can hear me, I hope. This is big news. Rachel's here today with us because she is running our latest AWAI verified certification and mastery program on lead generation writing. So you could go all in with Rachel starting later this month. I think it's July 17th, and work through with her. You've just witnessed how awesome she is online, especially unflappable when her host drops off the face of the earth, and a great teacher. And we're so excited to announce this new program where she's going to be leading you through our certification program, our first one on lead generation. So Rachel, tell us about that.
Sure. So I am super excited to be running this program. It's going to be a 4-week program where we're going to be meeting twice a week for about 1 to 2 hours for each of the sessions. And we're going to cover kind of everything that we covered today, but in way more detail. So we're going to get really, really nitty gritty on who your clients are, what they need, what that funnel is, what that the marketing fundamentals that you would need to know as a lead gen copywriter so you can advise your client and know what you're talking about. We're going to go into details on all of the different pieces that we've talked about of copy here. So talking about Google and Facebook ads, what exactly goes into writing those? How can we practice writing those? Can we see some more examples? Can we see the rules that we need to follow along the way? We're going to look at landing pages and what it takes to put those together and what the essential pieces are. We're going to talk about how you choose your topic for your lead magnet. That's a really important thing because oftentimes the entire funnel is dependent on the topic of the lead magnet. What's the bait that you're using to attract people? If it's not good bait, if it's not a delicious burger, people aren't going to want to eat it. So we're going to talk about what you can do to really figure out what that topic is going to be and how you can present the information in a way that it is valuable and enticing to the prospect.
I just wanted to add to that. What's great about our certification programs is that you're not just learning, but you're applying, and you'll actually have a chance to write samples and take a test and get reviewed and feedback and get certified. So that's huge because a lot of companies, particularly in B2B, love certification. They love to see that someone has taken gone that extra mile to really dig in and learn and master a craft, because you're going, no pun intended, master a craft with Rachel Craft. Our certification programs, we have many of them now, have all been that model. And you have your own private Facebook group. The sessions are live with Rachel. You can ask her anything you want as you go. I teach a couple of different ones on white papers and site content audits. But this one is so new to us and really, really exciting because of the demand. Every company needs prospects. Every company needs to attract new potential buyers like every day. So we literally called the link Rainmaker there, that you should go check it out, because you are going to be a rainmaker for clients. And the value of that is immeasurable, honestly, beyond money for clients, bringing in more prospects and revenue. It's just they'll stand out among all the other options out there. They will have an ongoing pipeline. They will have a trust and authority that they suddenly have with prospects that, you know, were unaware before they came into this cycle. So it's just, you know, I actually, when I worked in corporate America, was doing lead gen, but we didn't really call it that in this sense. So now there is a world of clients who do call it that, and they're looking for lead gen writers who get that sequence that Rachel's been walking through. That's why I wanted to, you know, we wanted to have a session today on this very specific topic. So if you have questions, this is the time to ask. We've got Rachel right here. If you have questions about the certification or more questions about lead gen, we've already talked about the fact that we're only discussing copy here. You do not have to be a designer or a programmer. Clients are looking for great copy and great ideas. And someone asked, does the client have the lead magnet, or how does that work? They may have one. Like, we've had our 9 ways lead magnet with Barefoot Writer for quite a while, but maybe you can come approach us with a different idea for a lead magnet. You could do that with any client. Say, I know you've been running this report for quite a while, but would you like to test something new? You know, such as, okay, artificial intelligence is a big deal right now. How about a lead magnet all about making it your superpower, making AI your greatest tool ever? I don't know, I'm making that up. But you could come and be an idea person for your client as a lead gen specialist. So it's way elevated to just writing. It really is consulting, rainmaking, driving business for clients. It's a big deal. So I didn't mean to cut you off, Rachel, but I just wanted to make sure everybody understands the potential here for you as a lead gen writer.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that you chimed in, because there's really a lot that's gone into this program. And I think that it's going to be really valuable for people, especially, you know, when you're talking about practicing the writing, people are going to actually be writing ads, writing a landing page, working on a lead magnet, developing the ideas, and then writing emails. And we're going to put that all together as the final project into a full funnel. And that's going to be a funnel for a real client. And it's just really exciting to have that practice and have that opportunity.
Great. So if there aren't any more questions, I don't see any more being posted. I think we're good. I hope you go and check out that link right now because the live event starts very shortly. And Rachel, thank you so much, especially for just keep going, no matter what's happening behind the scenes. It just puts a lot of confidence in me that you're going to be incredible on this course. And we have two questions Jake's team sending me. I didn't see.
Yeah,
that.
Very sorry about that. Pam, that's you had okay. to leave and come back, so you probably don't see them in there. So okay. Sorry about that. I just wanted to get those to you real quick, Rachel. We have one from Claudia here. How long do you think it takes to do this project? A few weeks, a month? What's your average on that?
Well, it really depends on how complicated the whole, you're talking about doing a lead gen funnel, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really going to depend on the particular project. Is the lead magnet written already? Or is it something that we need to develop? Do we have a really strong idea of who the audience is? Or do we need to do a lot of research to figure out who our audience is and what the prospects really want? And then also, how many people are you working with on this? Is it just you as the copywriter and the client, and you're just doing your stuff and submitting it? Or is there a whole team of people that need to read your copy and improve it and, you know, give feedback on it? So it's going to depend. I would say on the short side, it would be maybe a month. On the long side, it could be longer than that. Just depends on who you're working with and what your client is.
Very good. Thank you. And then lastly, we have a question from Diane. What do lead pages do for a writer as a service? Is that all just built into the one service of creating that lead gen funnel, or does it really exist on its own as a service?
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand the question.
I think I'm getting it. The landing pages to me are part of that 4-part package that you would be offering as a service. So it's really hard to just do a landing page in a vacuum. I wouldn't recommend to the client that they hire someone just for one piece of it, because they all have to connect and the flow has to work seamlessly to keep that prospect excited about continuing on and giving them the email address and then reading the email. So it all has to be good all the way through. So you would be offering, right, Rachel, a package of 4 services.
Yeah, absolutely. If you just have a landing page that just says sign up, and people are going to wonder, sign up for what? What? Why should I sign up? What's the benefit going to be for me? So it can't work in a vacuum. That's a great way to put it. I like that.
Great.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Sorry, Pam, you can continue your outro.
No, I'm fine. No, I appreciate you chiming in, because it's important to get all the questions answered. So with that, I don't see anything else that we have to cover. I hope you will check out the link and join Rachel on July 17th for the kickoff. And I know it's going to be a huge, huge winner for you and your clients. And thank you again so much, Rachel. Thank you, Jake and Trisha and everybody else behind the scenes. And that's it for this month. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.